Yes,
Bill Moyer.
Yes, Mr. President. And Mr. President, we find that Mr. Weaver, Robert Weaver, is in New York. Do you want me to reach him?
No, I don't want him. Get Bernie Booten for me.
All right.
Get Bernie Booten for me and see if you can't also get Gene Foley. Before I forget what I want to talk about. He's small business administrator.
Yes, sir.
And you said he wasn't here, and then he said he's in Minnesota, but I'm going to sleep. I won't talk to him.
All right.
Get Bill Moyer, though. Wait a minute, are you supposed to edit this or just me?
Mr. Moyer's coming to the phone, sir.
Hello?
Walter Reuther's gonna say that he's there for Johnson because he's for poverty program and because he's for education and he's for taking care of the sick. He wants a real strong sentence on medical care. I assume there is a sentence in medical care,
sir,
in here, and on education.
Yes,
here,
sir, on poverty.
But I want one paragraph lifted Dick Goodwin to work on it till dark, or you, along the line the other day that I took out of the Steinbeck speech, I think it was, where we have a right to wish what we want to, think what we want to, worship where we want to, sleep where we want to, everything like the basic fundamentals, that Declaration of Independence, Bill of Rights, Constitution thing wrapped up in one paragraph. Do you remember the paragraph
yes,
I'm talking about?
Sure do.
But I want to elaborate on it a little bit. Mind to be trained. Child's mind to be trained. Home, a church to pray in. A home to sleep in. A job to work in. Let's get education, religion, free speech, free press. Read what he pleases. That will round him out as a well-balanced, tolerant, understanding individual.
All right.
Instead of one of these kooks.
Okay.
Do you follow me there now?
Gotcha.
I want that one paragraph so I can have all the Johnson philosophy. He said, now you got to speak some on poverty, you got to speak some on education, you got to speak some on Medicare. Somebody's told him it's going to be a high-level speech. And he wants it a party hack speech. And I said, well, I'm going to refer to all of them. But I wanted one paragraph, my philosophy, so that when you quote what I had in that Southwest Quarterly, I'm a free man and an American and a senator in that order and so forth. You remember?
Right.
I want something that you can quote like this the rest of your life. You can put it up in the footnote, in the preface of your book. I have a vision. A vision of a land where a child can have a home to live in. And then repeat what I just said to you. Can read what he wants to, can wish what he wants to, and can dream what he wants to. But in other words, I have a vision. Let's get a little of this holy-roly populist stuff. I have a vision of a land where every child can have training to fit his abilities. A home to protect him from the elements. A church to kneel in. And throw at least two biblical quotations in. To the very simple. But every one of them have heard. He's working, these auto mechanics.
All right.
It's what you Baptists just pour to them all the time.
All right.
But it's simple. Don't give me one of these long ones.
Right.
Just go back and give me one of the commandments. Don't, the Baptist preachers don't get all on that adultery one. Get some of these, thou shalt not lie on thy brother.
Okay.
All right. Okay.
Thank you. He's right here. I'll tell him.